today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand by, look by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, September 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please, again, be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Also, please do not send me any videos or links to long stories during the show. Comments only on topic to the conversation. Send me the videos and the long stories after the show. That would be greatly appreciated. J.D. Vance was in Traverse City last night, and for security purposes, had the event set up completely backwards. Got a couple field reports. They were not allowing anybody into the venue until after the motorcade was there. J.D. Vance, probably his private security. I'm not sure he has Secret Service protection yet. I wouldn't want those guys protecting me anyway. Got to the venue, the motorcade did, and then they started letting people in, searching for metal detectors. No backpacks, nothing was allowed to be brought in. Why would you do that? Two of the people that called me on their way home last night said that by the time they got through security, by the time they got in through the crowd, by the time they got close enough to hear what he was saying, the speech was over. They heard about 10, 15 minutes of it. Why would they do that? At Trump rallies, where President Trump is going to speak, people are in line for hours waiting to get in. They are searched. They're into the venue. Music's playing. People are buying food, getting their bottled water, getting their seats. Then, after usually being late by a half hour, 45 minutes, Trump shows up. Why would they do it backwards for J.D. Vance? I don't know. So if you were there last night, text me your field report. We'll get it into the show. But I had people actually call me last night on their way home, roughly about 9:30. Why did they do it that way? So, if you were there, again, send me a text message, your field report. What did you experience? Were you able to hear the entire speech? How did J.D. Vance do? I was not about to go and deal with that event, that rally. I've been to Trump rallies, numerous ones. Honestly, I'll probably never go to another political rally ever again. I'll watch it on the news. I'll get field reports. I'll get text messages from people who are there. But I'm done personally going to those type of events. Unless I'm going to cover it for the show, perhaps do some interviews with people. That's the only reason I'd probably ever go to another one. But I don't want to discourage you from not going. You need to experience it. If you've never gone before, you need to go to one. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Well, we talk about political signs being stolen. I keep telling you guys, get a photo with your phone. License plates are mandatory. You get a license plate, you're able to prosecute. It's that simple. The one thing you have to understand is that this is a battle of ideologies. Good versus evil. This isn't about Republican versus Democrat anymore. We're way, way, way beyond that. The Democrats, majority of them who support abortion, talk about it, use it as a political campaign strategy, like Harris, like Elisa Slotkin, others that you're seeing on TV, plenty of TV ads using abortion as an issue. The ones that are pushing the woke agenda, the socialist agenda, the absolute communist agenda. Because that's what socialism starts off as. If you go from a constitutional republic to a socialist country, it ultimately ends up leading to communism. George Soros is the absolute purest example of a tyrannical financial terrorist wanting to destroy America. If America ever became a truly socialist communist country, I believe it would lead to a absolute revolution. Great Britain, King George, was not a communist dictator. He was a monarch and was ruling the colonies, the colonists from Great Britain. Our founding fathers went to war for less things than a socialist communist country would mandate on its people. They went to war over it. And the war started basically with only about 3% of our population standing up to King George. 3% led the Revolutionary War. Many of the colonists at the time were loyalists to the crown. They did not want to go to war. They did not want a war of independence from Great Britain. They didn't support it. Many of our own countrymen, citizens of the colonies, actually helped the British soldiers. They actually spied and turned in some of our patriots who were fighting for our independence. And we still prevailed. The patriots prevailed. I think it's to the point now where I'm going to totally identify as a Christian conservative patriot. Why did I choose that particular term? Communist Chinese Party, CCP? Well, I'm a CCP, a Christian conservative patriot. You have to fight fire with fire, and this is a fight. This is an absolute fight. When you've got people stealing signs because someone is expressing their First Amendment rights to put up a sign to show their support for who they're voting for, hoping to influence you because you see enough signs, you'll consider supporting or voting for that person. You have to understand something. If a person is trying to silence your First Amendment rights because they disagree with your sign, they need to be prosecuted. No more playing nice. No more playing nice. Period. These people need to be prosecuted. They broke the law. It needs to be investigated by the authorities, the police, the county sheriffs, the state police. Charges need to be brought. We need to make example of these people. Now, I have a very disturbing story to report this morning, and I hate to keep bringing this particular race up, but it's a war, folks. Onaway Public School District. I have a license plate. A police report was filed yesterday morning, because a school teacher stole a campaign sign of the slate of candidates running together, Black Pepper, Bonyard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. A school teacher at the Onaway School stole one of the signs. A person took a picture of their vehicle and their license plate, contacted the authorities. Now, the sign was stolen in Sheboygan County, but for some reason, the person called the Presque Isle County Sheriff. It was investigated by the sheriff? No. It wasn't Joe Brubaker's department that paid this school teacher a visit. The complaint was referred to the school's safety resource officer, who works for the police department. For the sheriff's department. I stand corrected. The school resource officer worked for the Presque Isle County Sheriff's Department, was at the school, talked to the teacher. She got emotional. She was crying. And the sign was given back to one of the school board members on the sign from the safety resource officer, probably to the principal or superintendent or somebody at the school, who ended up giving it to one of the candidates. There's only one problem. I'm the campaign manager for that group of people, citizens, running for those six positions on the Onaway Public School Board. I was contracted through my political consulting firm from the Presque Isle County Republican Committee to purchase the signs, which I did. I drove down to Grand Rapids and picked them up. I delivered them to Onaway, to Jimmy Rieger, Joe Bonnard, Sherry Lefebvre for distribution and for them to install and put them up. I paid for them. I went and got them. I delivered them. I got them to be put out in the Onaway Public School District area. Last night, we produced a commercial. You'll be hearing it on the radio station that the Presque Isle County Republican Committee paid for, supporting these six candidates. You're going to start hearing it soon. As the campaign manager, as the person who picked up the signs, gave them to Onaway to be distributed, I'm the one responsible for filing charges against people who touch or steal or damage those signs if you're caught. Today, when I get off the show, I'm contacting the state police trooper who was assigned the case when it happened last week. I am going to press charges against that school teacher. A message has to be sent to this community. Just because you don't like the six concerned citizens that are running to fix the school board, you don't get to touch the signs in any way, shape, or form. So I'm giving her constructive notice. I'm sure you're probably going to hear about this. Well, be prepared to be arrested. You will be fingerprinted, you will be mugshot, and you will be prosecuted for stealing a sign. I don't care if the sign is given back. You stole it. You took it from its location on public display in front of a private property, homeowner's property, on a main road. I am going to prosecute you. And I'm giving this as a fair warning to everybody else in that community. You touch our signs and you get caught by somebody taking a picture of your license plate, you will be prosecuted as well. This is war. We're not touching your signs. We're not touching your materials. We're not touching any of your stuff. Why are you touching ours? Because they have an agenda. They have an agenda to push a certain ideology with these other slate of candidates. They are making false statements to people about the other side. And this is a full-out fight. You want a war? You got it. So, if it's happening in your area, I want to know about it. And I want you to think. I want you to have a plan. I want you to be able to respond immediately. If you see somebody getting out of their vehicle near a political sign, pull over behind them. If you're going the opposite way, make a U-turn on the road and get behind them and get your phone out and take a picture of the license plate. See exactly what sign they're taking if you can, but take their license plate. Then while you're there, call 911. Why do I say that? Because 911 dispatch connecting to your cell phone, they have the ability to monitor and know exactly where you are on planet Earth via the GPS tracking of your phone. And when you place that call, you tell them who you are, tell them what you saw, tell them you have a picture of the license plate, and that you want to prosecute. You want to fill out a complaint about this person touching signs, especially. And I can't believe this. Donald Trump's campaign, folks, is not giving us signs. The signs that we have gotten have been bought by individuals who support the campaign. The signs are going out, being distributed, with people paying for the gas to get them out there. Private individuals are paying for these signs and they're being stolen at a rapid pace. We need your help in getting pictures of license plates of the people doing it. And we need to prosecute. Take a picture, call 911, fill out a complaint, tell them you want them prosecuted.